Hi, my name is Allison Mead, and welcome to What She Said, an episode of the LA FBI's podcast series. The Los Angeles Female Playwrights Initiative is dedicated to encouraging and promoting the work of female playwrights, and today I'm going to be speaking with Laurel Wetzorek, whose play Blueprint for Paradise is playing at the Hudson Theaters. Laurel is a filmmaker, a playwright, a writer, and an artist who currently divides her time between stage, screen, and consulting projects. Her SAG experimental feature film, Rogues, was featured at 4 of the top 20 U.S. film festivals, and she's actively involved with the LAFPI, yay, and is a member of the Dramatists Guild and the International Center for Women's Playwrights. So welcome to you, Laurel.
Thank you. You're glad to be here.
Well, normally I make it a point to not ask people how they got their ideas or where they got them from or questions like that. But with your play, I really do want to kind of start at the beginning and ask you to talk a little bit about the germination of Blueprint for Paradise and then how you subsequently developed it.
Yeah, I've always been interested in history, and especially World War II history, through family members, service, and just because of, you know, fascinating subject. I started writing about Singapore, World War II, and then I wanted to base a play in Los Angeles, also at the same time when Pearl Harbor was bombed. And so I started researching it and came across the Pacific Palisades compound, and then I discovered that a black architect designed the mansion, and I just found it very bizarre and hard to believe that this happened and this was real. So I did quite a bit of research trying to find out about this. And it's just, a lot of people feel that Los Angeles is very, very liberal, but it wasn't during that time and up to the leading up to the war. It was pretty bitterly divided. Pro-Hitler, pro-staying out of the war. People wanted to help the British and other people did not. So, and most people don't know about that. And then that led me further into the Human Betterment Foundation, which was founded in Pasadena, which was tied to the eugenics movement. And it's just a very fascinating sort of hidden side of Los Angeles.
Wow, fascinating. So Murphy Ranch, which is this compound that you mentioned, does play a really important part in your play. It's kind of the central part of this Blueprint for Paradise. So how was it originally meant to be used by the people who built it?
Pretty much they feel that it was going to be used as a Nazi compound when Hitler won. There was one German, the main one that was originally arrested, who sort of, or at least the couple claimed that he swayed them with his persuasive powers into investing in building this compound.
Wow.
And so that was kind of the basis for it. And people, you know, really till mid-1941, where a lot of people believed Hitler would win. So,
okay, and was this a place that he was going to live, or were they going to do testing there? Like, what was actually supposed to happen?
They were going to have a compound sort of with the silver shirts. There was about 50 people when Pearl Harbor happened. They went in and arrested them, and they arrested the Nazi spy who had radio equipment. Communicating with the Germans. So I think they wanted it to be sort of a base. Again, you know, the couple, it's very hard to find out about them. They were arrested but then released.
Okay. That's probably a story in and of itself. I'm kind of fascinated by that.
Yes.
Well, you mentioned earlier also Paul Revere Williams, who's a character in your play, an African-American architect who plays a really important part in this play. So how was he chosen in real life?
I believe it's hard to tell because a lot of his personal records and most of his plans and most of his notes and everything were burned down. They were stored at the, forgive me, I can't remember the name of the bank, but it was burned down in the L.A. riots. And all his stuff was destroyed.
Wow.
So the only thing that I have is what his granddaughter wrote. It was The Will and the Way, and it was a diary that he wrote to his grandson. So he doesn't actually say how he got involved, but I do believe the first architect wasn't qualified, and then they hired him on to create the big mansion. There were already some structures and buildings and things like that. And in his, you know, in his own words, he really had no idea. He had no idea
wow.
what it was. I'm trying to find exactly where that was.
Because he also, just as you're doing that, he was also a designer, a builder of a lot of very iconic Los Angeles buildings.
Yes. Yes, the Avenue Edition, Beverly Hills Hotel, the LAX, he co-partnered that. He designed the Long Beach Naval, or the Long Beach Naval Complex. I mean, he designed over 3,000 to 4,000 buildings in the U.S. and the world. He's an amazing
wow.
artist. Here's what he said. He said, regarding the Murphy Ranch, can you imagine? He said, I had no idea this was going on. I was simply caught up in designing an exquisite 40,000 square foot home. So, yeah, I was like, I really found it hard to believe, but it was in his own words, so I took it from there.
And so how do you, or why do you feel as a playwright that Los Angeles was kind of the perfect place for this story to unfold?
I think it has to do with a lot of my themes. Appearances are deceiving. People really feel like Los Angeles, or they have a view of Los Angeles, of a fairly liberal place and very tolerant place, but it was not. It was, there were leaflets that were, you know, airplanes would fly over and drop leaflets, you know, wanting segregation, you know, back in the workplaces because Roosevelt desegregated workplaces, and people were very upset about that. There was, you know, incredible hatred toward various groups there. And also my family, you know, was here as high school teachers in the 1900s, and my great-grandmother was here in 1895. So just I have photos and things showing, you know, the soldiers and sort of everyday life of what was happening at that time.
Wow, so you have some deep roots here. Wow. Well, finally, I always like to ask everybody what people are working on next and what we might be able to look forward to from you in the future.
Well, World War II again. this one I'm setting in Washington, D.C., and it has to do more with a woman's role and how a woman is viewed. It's based on a true story of a woman spy and her sacrifice. So it deals with sacrifice and view of women and how they were used during the war to seduce men, to seduce people, to, you know, and sort of a double standard. So that's one I'm working on, and I'm also working on another one that has to do with things that, this is an inarticulate playwrights can be pretty inarticulate, has to do with your mother's stuff. And just
okay.
That's kind of my working title, and that's modern day, and it has to do with sort of friends and family dealing with the aftermath of sort of a hoarder, a mother who hoards. And,
oh, you mean physical stuff. I wasn't sure if you meant emotionally. Okay.
Well, it's both. It's
okay.
It's both. So then they're dealing with it, and they're dealing with their issues, and so that's sort of a vague idea of what I'm working on.
Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today and break a leg.
Yeah, thank you.
Blueprint for Paradise plays at the Hudson Theater through September 4th. It's directed by Laura Steinroeder and features Alex Best, Reggie Davis, Anne Hu, David John, Steve Marvel, Peter McGlynn, and Meredith Thomas. For more information about tickets, please call 323-960-4412 or go to blueprintforparadise.com. For more information about LA FBI's resources, activities,